Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Monday, and hey, look, the Saints won. So that's a really good thing. But what isn't good is how they won. And Sean Payton recognized that after the game. So we're talking about that this afternoon. Because one of the great functions of talk radio in this community is the cathartic nature of being able to call up and just, bitch about the Saints not playing well or something like that. And look, again, these are grown men. They get paid a lot of money. This is all part of the game. And I do think it is appropriate to boo when your team is playing so pathetically. And the Saints did not play well. Look, they won. So mathematically, it is a win. I'm excited about that. But if they play the way they played in these first two games, Atlanta's going to kill them next week in Atlanta. Now, since the Saints have a tendency to play to the level of their opponent, I expect the Saints to come out and play really well next week and beat the Falcons in Atlanta. So anyway, we'll continue this conversation. So this teenager finds $10,000, finds a purse, a man's purse with $10,000 in it, cash. What does the teen do? He takes it to the police, turned it in, did the right thing. The owner gave him a $100 reward. You got to be kidding me. Come on, man. You should have given the kid at least $1,000. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they really needed every bit of the money. But, you know, I mean, if I lose $10,000 and you bring it back to me and I'm going to give you $100. I mean, that I wonder what kind of tipper this person is, you know, when they go to a restaurant. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Got my voice back. I know some people think that that's not a good thing. But, it's back. I want to thank Dave Cohen for sitting in the last couple of days. I wrote a blog for our website titled Saints Fans, You Should Be Disappointed. And that's on our website, WWL.com. It's also, if it's not up on our Facebook page now, it will be. And that Facebook address is WWL Radio. Also, the daily Facebook video is up. It's posted. There's a live conversation going on right now. I'll try to read some of those comments in just a bit. But it's about whether or not it's okay to boo the Saints or to boo any team when your team is not playing well. And is it okay to be disappointed even if your team wins? That's what that's about. Check out the video and give us your comments, and we'll share some of those. It's also on the SOTA Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But we'll share some of the comments from the WWL Radio Facebook page in just a few minutes. I want to applaud the Cantrell administration, because the Cantrell administration announces that there's going to be more work beginning in the French Quarter on the sidewalks and the streets, on Bourbon Street from St. Louis to Domain Streets. And apparently with this second phase under her management, she is going to give us an entirely new approach, because what the Landrieu administration did was a debacle. I mean, it was just, I guess we should forgive Mitch, because he really didn't give a damn about that. He's too interested in being president. So I guess we should forgive him, right? But anyway, I want to applaud the Cantrell administration. Also, for something else, the Cantrell administration wants to start a campaign about cleaning up New Orleans, about doing something about the storm drains and everything, and just cleaning up the city. I will call her office and ask what I can do, because as you know, on this show, we talk about litter a lot, because it's something that is not necessary, and far too many people do it, and they shouldn't. There is a library director in West Virginia who started a controversy when she did not agree to put the new Bob Woodward book, Fear, Trump in the White House, in the library. This is a small town in West Virginia that overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump in 2016. One man offered to donate the book to the library, but he was rejected, and they said, we no longer put that kind of book on our shelves. The good news is that wisdom prevailed, because the head of the Morgan County Public Library System overruled the director And the library in West Virginia now has the book. This is Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. They now have two copies of Fear, Trump in the White House available. This is the epitome of censorship. Can't anybody argue that that book should be banned from the library? And if you want to ban that book, Fear, because it's anti-Trump, if you want to ban that from the library, let's just start thinking of the long list of books that should be banned from your favorite library because you disagree with them. This is insanity. But yet this is how politically tribal our country has become. It's making some people think that politics and that their specific agendas are more important than anything else. And nothing is more important than freedom of speech, in my opinion. I'm not going to get one call because there's not one person that can argue that that book should be banned from the library. Not one. I mean, even if you don't believe the book, there are fairy tales in the library. It shouldn't be up to the library. It shouldn't be up to the government. See, the library is run by the government. And for the government to ban a book like this is something that should send a chill up and down your spine. I don't care if you're the biggest Trump supporter around. This is totally unacceptable. If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, Louisiana Republican Congressman Clay Higgins has introduced a resolution to make senators and representatives subject to drug testing. Do you like the idea? You think they should be subject to drug testing? I mean, if we knew they were on drugs, at least we would know what the excuse is. Because right now, you and I don't know what the excuse is. I mean, we can't figure it out why they are the way they are. If we knew they were on drugs, hey, come on, we could, you know, blame it on that. But I don't know. You know, so what if a congressman or a senator, so what if one of them smokes pot? I mean, really, so what? I mean, who cares? But, you know, look, guys like Congressman Higgins are real super, super conservative. And I'm sure that he's got no flaws in his life whatsoever. And so he can boldly go out and say things like, well, you all need to be tested for drugs. And I'm sure he's never done anything wrong. I'm sure he totally clean and is just the perfect human being. But it just seems to me that that is just, I don't know. Who cares? I mean, I'm sure there's people on Capitol Hill. I mean, not many, but I would assume that there's some, you know, still may be doing cocaine. I mean, cocaine in the 80s, man, everybody was doing coke. I mean, not everybody, but like a lot of white-collar executives, lawyers and doctors and fund managers. And, I mean, look, cocaine was the thing to do. So I would imagine that it's still very prevalent in the world in which we live. All right, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a quick update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Is it wrong for fans to boo the Saints when the Saints are not playing well? 76% say no, it's not wrong. And I agree with that. 24% say yes, it is. Here's a text. Booing professional players is fine. Booing student athletes is not acceptable. I'll agree with that. I will absolutely agree with that. Kids, and even, maybe even, I don't know, maybe even, maybe you could even make the argument that college players should not be booed. But man, you're a professional player, and you go out there, and you're not doing your job. Yeah, I mean, that is part of being on that kind of celebrity stage. We'll get to your calls. Got some text about the censorship at the library and also about congressmen, people on Capitol Hill doing drugs. I'm Scooch. We'll be back on So a library director in West Virginia takes it upon herself to decide that she is not going to allow the new Bob Woodward book, Fear, Trump in the White House, to be in her library. logical common sense prevailed because the head of the Morgan County Public Library overruled the director, and the library in West Virginia now has two copies of Fear, Trump in the White House. Even if you love Trump, don't you understand why this book needs to be in the library? Also, we're talking about Louisiana Republican Congressman Clay Higgins introducing a resolution to make senators and representatives subject to drug change. Now, I don't care if they do drugs, especially recreational. I mean, look, there are as many people on Capitol Hill, I'm sure, that have an alcohol problem as a drug problem. And yet that just goes unnoticed. But I do agree with Congressman Higgins' reason. And one of his big reasons is, well, he kind of jokes about how he's seen some behavior there that makes you wonder. And Congressman, we've all seen that. But he said that elected officials in Washington, D.C. should be subject to the same kind of random drug screenings that blue-collar, working-class Americans have to endure. And, you know, the idea, we've talked about this often, but the idea that the active ingredient of marijuana can stay in your system for, what, 30 days? You could test positive for pot, and it's not like you're going to work stoned. And people are like so concerned about, oh man, what if somebody's working heavy equipment and they're what if they smoked pot the day before? Well, you know, so what? What if somebody drank a fifth of vodka the night before and comes in with a really, really bad hangover with that pounding headache, is nauseous, and they're running heavy equipment? I mean, what about that? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. We're also talking about the Saints. Did the Saints win or did the Browns lose? And is it okay to boo the Saints when they don't play well, or your favorite team, whatever team that is? And is it okay to be disappointed even in the face of a win? Or is that something that fans shouldn't do? From the North Shore, Tom, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this was back in the 60s sometime. I don't exactly remember when. But the Berkeley, California, it was someplace in California, they banned Mark Twain's book, Tom Sawyer, from the library because they said it was racist material.
And that's wrong, yeah.
No, that's wrong?
No, I think it's wrong to ban it for that reason because there is historical context in that book.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into booing. That's enough on that subject.
Let me mention one more thing about that, Tom. I remember, and I was on the air years ago, and I remember talking about the classic story, the classic book, Great Expectations. It was banned from the school, from some school system, because the parents could not be sure what was going on in between the chapters.
What the world did they, how did they... I studied that book or story in the freshman high school. What the world? Okay, anyway, let's get off of that. Let's go on to this booing stuff here.
Okay.
Let's get the sewage and water board thing up here. Not only is it okay to boo them, Scoot, I believe it's required.
Well, as I pointed out earlier and in my blog, it seems like there is a lack of honesty in holding back on your emotions if you feel like booing a team, whatever team. I'm not just talking about the Saints, but booing a team. And we're not talking about, kid players. And somebody sent me a text and said that when it comes to kids and young people and even college sports, they're usually booing the coaches for a bad decision. And that does seem to be the case. But, man, if you're a professional, booing is part of what you sign up for.
I'm talking about the Sewer and Water Board of New Orleans.
Oh,
that's the one.
Oh.
Well, they deserve it. They require it.
Well, I think they may do. I think they may. Tom, glad you called. From Marrero. D, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Man, look, the thing is, I'm not a fair weather fan, all right? I'm going to stick up for the Saints no matter what.
Okay.
But, man, right now, what we got, and I hate to say this, but it's almost like you got unindicted co-conspirators to destroy our team. You got the offense who are working so hard. Drew Brees, what, a week or so ago, 40-something points, busting their tails. And then here you got a couple of pass defenders who just refuse to do their job. They refuse to. They don't even look for the ball.
We're not putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks.
Well, I agree with that too. It's the defense, but I mean, who doesn't look back for the ball when the guy's in the end zone? And you don't even look. His arms are up. You don't even look back for the ball to tap the ball out the guy's hands. It's just too much. I met a guy years ago right after the Saints won the Super Bowl at a wedding, one of the Saints players. Not going to say who it is. I'm at the wedding. Again, he's showing us the Super Bowl ring. Everybody's like, wow, man, Saints players, Super Bowl champions. And I'm like, dude, what you think? Going to Super Bowl next year? You know what his response was? No, man, I'm good. And that's not the whole team. Hmm. But you got a few people on that team who they're going through emotions. So this is my theory. Sean Payton needs to take those guys that's not doing their job and bench them. Replace them. You don't do your job, you're being replaced. Sit them on the bench. And I guarantee you the guy next to the line is going to want that job, and he's going to do his job.
Well, D, you would hope so, because in the long run, if they don't play, they don't rack up stats, and then they're not as valuable on the open market, even if they don't plan on staying with the Saints.
And again, you know, I'm not one personally to boo, but people can only take so much. I mean, you know, the first game, you say, hey, look, whatever. But now it's a pattern. And you know, two games, you say that's not enough. How many games do we need to say it's a pattern? Pass defenders not doing their job. They're not putting, like you said, they're not putting enough pressure on the quarterbacks. Defense is just laying back. And you know, if your team's going to score, like in that game with 40 points, you know, you don't lose. You should never lose a game when you score.
No, you shouldn't.
Point.
But, you know, I'll have to say, D, I'm going to have to leave it there because I've got news coming up. But, you know, I've got to tell you that, look, there were problems with the offense yesterday. And Greg Williams' defense absolutely stuffed the Saints' running game with very, very few exceptions. Shut it down. And then in the first half, in one case, punched the ball away. In another case, stripped it away. And that led to two quick turnovers in the first half. And Drew Brees, let's start at the top. Drew Brees had an off day. He's entitled to that. I'm not being overly critical. He's a human being. But let's be honest. I mean, let's not applaud a poor performance and say, oh, that was great just because we won. No, because how you play can sometimes foretell the future. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. Should senators and representatives be subject to drug testing every term? That's what a resolution says, introduced by Louisiana Republican Congressman Clay Higgins. I understand his rationale. If blue-collar, hardworking Americans have to do that, then why not people on Capitol Hill? But I'm not a big fan of the whole drug testing thing. I mean, I guess in certain situations you can say that, but you know, I have a serious problem with people who can show up at work totally hungover, and there's no testing for that. And people are, think about how irresponsible you are in your job, the times that you've had a really, really bad hangover. And man, I've had a few. It's been a long, long time, thank God. I choose not to go in that direction anymore. But it was bad. We're also talking about the Saints, how the Saints really didn't win. It was more like the Browns lost, and we're talking about the field goal kicker, Shane Gonzalez, and what a tough game he had. He's no longer a field goal kicker. But, you know, in some way, I think this guy's marketable. Because if you were a company, you could somehow use that in your marketing plan to show that, I mean, no matter what happens to you in life, you never give up. We've also been talking about whether or not it's okay to boo the Saints or your favorite team if they play poorly. And that's the live conversation going on our WWL daily Facebook video. It is up and posted. And Dom says, absolutely, you paid for the tickets. It's their job to perform, and your right to be vocal, not hostile, if and when you choose to. Chris posted a comment. Did Minnesota feel like that when they beat us? Well, no, I think that was a different situation. I mean, I don't remember the Minnesota Vikings being as sloppy as the Saints were yesterday. And it's okay. You can love the Saints, but there's nothing wrong with being honest. Sean Payton, after the game, was honest about the Saints' performance. That's the only thing that's going to help improve things. Valerie says fans should stand by their team for better or worse. Well, I stand by the Saints, but I don't think there's a problem with booing the team when they play poorly. From Metairie, Denise, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. I wanted to talk about the politicians being drug tested. I think it's a great idea.
And the reason why is because perhaps if a couple of them get busted for doing drugs, they'll quit trying to throw people in jail for it and put more money in rehab programs.
Well, I was reading about
that. That might be the only good thing that would come out.
Yeah, I was reading about that over the weekend, about how there really is this undercurrent of a bipartisan effort to do something about the criminal justice system. And we in the United States, we imprison more people than any other country.
Incarceration rates for drugs are horrible,
yeah.
And we need to help people, not throw them in jail and penalize them. And we got to pay for that, you know.
Well, and as you know, Denise, it's not fair when it comes to race and when it comes to money. It's not fair when it comes to getting caught doing drugs.
That's true. Well, right. Let's hope they do the right thing.
Denise, I'm glad you called. And from Gentilly, Wilson, you're on WWL.
You doing?
I'm good.
Right. If the NFL makes a touchdown and they run and jump in the stands, we're patting them on the back. So we're only doing the opposite when they don't do it.
Exactly.
It's
the reciprocal of cheering.
Absolutely. It's our team. We love them. We go into the game and we're going to shout at the game after we pay it for the ticket, and we're going to boo at the game after we pay it for the ticket. That's just how it is.
Well, I think it's totally acceptable. It doesn't mean you hate the team any more than you're disappointed in your child if your child doesn't perform up to his or her potential. And that's what this is about. It's about celebrating the win, but also expecting enough out of your team to not just be happy with the win, to go, wait a minute, we're better than this. And one of the Cleveland Brown fans that I talked to leaving the game yesterday, he seemed to be really excited about his team because the Browns have been, it's easy to argue, the worst team in the NFL in recent times. The worst team. And getting that close to beating the Saints, he seemed more excited about the Browns' loss to the Saints than many Saints fans were about the Saints actually winning. Now, mathematically, Saints fans are happy the Saints won, but Saints fans who really love this team, many of them are not happy with the way the Saints are playing. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Last night at Rockin' Bowl, there was Rockin' for Richie, which was a fundraiser for Parkinson's Foundation, for Richie Siegel, Wendy Siegel's husband, who was a 34-year veteran with NOPD. And to just see him today, it breaks your heart. So it was a good fundraiser, and I want to thank all of you for showing up for that. But I had a chance last night, since it was the anniversary of the Beatles' performance at City Park Stadium. It was September 16th, 54 years ago, in 1964, the Beatles performed at City Park Stadium. And I had a chance to talk to Rob Schulte of the Top Cats, Vince Vance of the Valiants, and John Blanchard, the owner of Rock and Bowl. Talk to them about the Beatles coming to New Orleans and wanting to meet Fats Domino and the Beatles' relationship with R&B and the Stones and so many of those early bands. Because for like a white kid like me, the Beatles introduced me to a lot of R&B songs that I would not have been familiar with. You know, here's a song that the Beatles did 54 years ago at City Park Stadium. This is a song, the Beatles actually did this, but this was originally done by the Shirelles. And it's a Beatles song. Remember this song? And, kids are there at City Park Stadium going, oh, man, what a great Beatles song. No, it wasn't a Beatles song. I've got the full video and a blog. It's on the Scoot page on our website, WWL.com. Go to the top, click on shows, and click on the Scoot page, and it's there. We'll be back. All right, so do you agree with Congressman from Louisiana, Clay Higgins, that senators and congressmen should be drug tested every term? It's one of the things that we're talking about this afternoon. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Before I get back to your calls, Ben, how about LSU? I mean, what a great victory on the road. LSU, in three games, has gone from number 25 to number, what, 6 in the country? I mean, that is just amazing. And so I think maybe some of the questions about Coach O are starting to go away. And while the quarterback, Joe Burrow, did not have a good game, Man, he did not let those bad stats get in his way because he came back and did it when he had to, and he was precise toward the end of the game, and LSU beat Auburn on the road. Awesome, awesome victory. So the Saints win, but it wasn't pretty. Here was Drew after the game.
It was not a very good performance by us. A ton of missed opportunities. It was not, you know, the first half, I mean, I can point to at least four, five, six different things where, you know, whether we miss a pass, I miss an open guy for a touchdown, or we miss an assignment that otherwise would have continued to drive or gotten us points, the turnovers. I mean, it was really sloppy football. It was not sharp. Came out in the second half. You know, don't convert on 2 third-and-ones on our first two drives of the third quarter. And then, you know, find a way in the fourth quarter, you know, which was, listen, a great team effort. It says a lot about our team to, you know, come together, know that, hey, we're going to make the plays, but, man, sense of urgency. And, you know, we drive down, get a touchdown. Defense comes up with a interception. We get another touchdown and then, you know, go down and kick the field goal to win it. But, man, really shouldn't have come down to that. I think if we're talking about playing our best football, today was not that. There's a lot of things that we need to improve upon.
Yeah, I totally agree with Drew on that. And I get this sense, though, that the Saints are going to play well this weekend in Atlanta. And look, as long as they win, I guess that's all that matters. But when you see a poor performance against a team like the Cleveland Browns, you can't help but wonder that if the team is just lucky to win the game, then maybe the team needs to do a little more work. From New Orleans, Jeremiah, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
Good.
I'm a diehard Saints fan, Scoop. But, I mean, to me, I heard one of the statements you made, you like, did the Saints win or did the Browns lose? Me, personally, I say it's both.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very competitive. At the end of the day, if I went by a point, a half a point, it's still a win.
No, that's right.
But if you, as coaches, you kind of look at that and you say, well, you know, what can we do better? I mean, you got the quarterback sitting back there for like 30 seconds, and you're putting a lot of pressure on the secondary to try to cover the receivers. I mean, you had Fitzpatrick last week looking like Joe Montana, and you got Tyrod Taylor this week looking like Peyton Manning.
Is it okay for diehard fans? Is it okay to boo the Saints when they play poorly and still call yourself a diehard fan?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, I would call a spade a spade. So I'm a diehard fan. I'm going to watch them in the rain, snow. I'm going to watch them when I ain't got no cable, you know. But at the end of the day, if they're doing bad, I'm gonna let them have it. I didn't throw stuff at the TV. I didn't and all kind of stuff for them Saints. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's bad. I mean, you gotta be able to conduct yourself as a professional. A lot of people, you know, like the Patriots, I look at a team like the Patriots and I always compare teams to the Patriots because no matter what, they conduct themselves as professionals. They came out yesterday against Jacksonville and got it handed to them. But best believe, that's a game that you're gonna look back at and towards the end of the season when they make the playoffs. And say, this is the game that turned everything around.
Jeremiah, I appreciate the call. I have to leave it there. If you missed it, I ran into Rich Maudy, former Saint, outside of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I was talking to fans live on WWL Radio Facebook. Rich Maudy had some very profound things to say about the Saints, about that game, and about the game of football when it comes to players believing the hype and the buzz around them. So we're going to play back that very honest and profound conversation with Rich Maudy right after the game, coming up in the next hour. It was on this day, September 17th, 1972. You might remember the day. This is the day MASH premiered on CBS and stayed on the air for 11 years. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Controversy on this day, September 17th, 1967, the Doors performed this song, Light My Fire, on the Ed Sullivan Show, and Jim Morrison did not change this line about the girl. Listen, he was supposed to change the line. Here it is, right here. It was 1967. He was supposed to sing Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better. That's what they asked him to do. Guess what? Jim Morrison sang Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. The Doors were banned from the Ed Sullivan Show. If you're on hold, hang on. We continue this conversation into the next hour. And again, I had a really interesting conversation with former St. Rich Mahdi right after the game yesterday outside of the Dome, and we'll replay that conversation coming up in the next hour. Paul Manafort has pleaded guilty and is going to cooperate. A lot of people are wonder what he knew. You know, President Trump was praising Paul Manafort for not pleading guilty and for standing up. Well, now he's caved. He's pleading guilty. You think anybody's nervous at the White House? I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.